Ladies and gentlemen, adequate notice of this meeting on October 22nd, 2018, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 2nd, 2018, which was posted on the Roosevelt Bulletin Board at the Roosevelt Post Office and on the Bulletin Board in the Roosevelt Post Office and at the Borough Hall. The notice was mailed to the Times and the Asbury Park Press. It says oath of office next, but Luke Dermody had an emergency. He had to run to New York City. He's going to really try to get back here before the meeting's over, at which point we will administer the oath then. So we'll go to roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Here.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Parker? He's absent. Ms. Sheehan?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Malkin?
Here. Okay, I don't actually have a report per se tonight, so we can go to public comment, agenda items only. Is there anyone from the public who would like to make a comment? There being
we're
none.
We're going to open it.
Oh, I'm sorry. We opened at 7:09 and closed at 7:09.
Make a motion to approve the October 9, 2018 regular session minutes.
I'll second that.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker's absent, sorry. Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
I'd like to offer Resolution 18-135, payment of bills for October 22, 2018.
Second?
I'll second that also.
Discussion? Oh boy, we might really get out of here early.
Don't think so.
Roll call?
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
I'd like to offer Resolution 18-136, awarding contract for repairing of damage to the northern CMU wall of the DPW building.
Second?
I'll second that.
What does CMU mean?
I'm just reading it. I don't know.
Public Works.
Do you know, Nancy? No. Okay.
CMU building?
CMU wall.
Unity University?
Concrete
modular
unit.
What is it?
There you go.
Thank you.
What is it, Steve?
Concrete modular unit.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you.
We're glad you're here.
Yeah.
That's concrete blocks. That's the modular part?
Yeah.
That's why I ask. Well, we know the wall's damaged.
Right.
Okay. Roll call?
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, that passes. Okay, I'd like to make an appointment to the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission.
And it's in your packet.
Something I need to read from that? I was going to wing it. Oh, okay. Be it resolved that Matthew Margotta, is that the correct pronunciation?
Yep. Okay. This one, Matt,
right? Is hereby appointed as alternate one member to the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission for the unexpired term of Kim Feelong. Kim Feelong had went from an alternate to a regular member, ending December 31st, 2018. Be it further resolved that a copy of this appointment be forwarded to the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission and to the appointees. I hereby certify the foregoing to be a true copy of the appointments made by the Mayor of the Borough of Roosevelt at its meeting of October 22, 2018. I'd just like to say that Matthew and his wife Allison moved into the Lapote Garten House in July, and Matthew's been coming to council meetings and is extremely interested in becoming involved in town, which is something that we love to hear.
Yeah.
So,
congratulations.
Welcome, Matthew.
Thank you.
Okay. Did we vote?
No, it's just
a mayor's
appointment.
Oh,
require it.
Sorry.
Are you
going to
vote me down?
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Civil servant, no problem. Yeah.
Okay. And he's met Mr. Tickton?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how this started. Where are we? Okay, reports of committee chairs. We'll start with environmental health and safety. Councilwoman Sheehan.
Okay, this is an announcement from the Environmental Commission. In 2016, the Roosevelt Environmental Commission got an $8,000 grant from the state for recreational trails. They used part of that money, correct me if I'm mistaken here, to repair and improve the trails around town. There's money left over, and apparently an arrangement has been made with Peter Winkler at the Assapink Wildlife Management. Their personnel is going to, I think this is so exciting, going to construct and install a kiosk along the Woodland Trail.
Really?
Yeah. With and Roosevelt is going to purchase the materials.
Right. We have one kiosk up already at the sewer plant.
And that was put up by Eagle Scout, it looks like?
Yeah, but the Woodland Trail, yeah, that's what they put up one, and then the Assapink is building the other one for us.
Okay. To go at the other end of...
Yeah.
Which, where will it?
I guess it will be on the...
Near the cemetery?
Road end of it. Or I think it will be on Rushdale Avenue. Rushdale Avenue entrance. So
okay.
And what will be in there?
Just in a picture of the map of the trail.
Right.
Yeah.
In fact, there's one that's up already at the sewer plant.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. This cooperation is very important because the Woodland Trail goes through state land.
Yeah.
We're totally cooperated already. And
yeah.
It goes on both borough land and the state land on both sides. The trail shows not just the trails in the Woodland Trail, which is in the borough land of the Assapink, but also the trails in the county park, which we have a link to. So the map is put has all three agencies represented, the borough, the Assapink, and the county park.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it goes
That's
all the
great.
Way through Prineville Park and
Prineville
stuff
park,
like
right.
that, so it shows that.
Prineville
also.
And county park, so it's a joint effort of all three.
Who's going to build it?
The
Assapink
people, the staff people are going to
cool. Cool.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we're just waiting because the person who was going to build it had some budgetary issues there, and they had to make sure you had the person on staff who was going to build it. Now that's all been settled, so now they have the funding.
Yeah.
Oh,
good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
And I have a question for Michael.
Actually, I did too. So, are you finished? Are you finished?
No, I am. That's
okay,
it.
You go.
Okay, just slightly off that subject, the post office bulletin board. Has Tim Hartley talked to you about that?
Oh, yeah. I have to check with other people on that.
Okay.
What about it?
He said if there could be some addition, the fund for Roosevelt could come up with some more money.
To put it different, because
it's getting rained on, and
the cork doesn't work that well. So homosote would homosote was the original material, and he wants to put a roof on it again. Also,
right?
I know.
He used to have an architect sign outside of his house years ago before he retired. Mike, do you know, is it deer hunting season yet? Because did everybody hear all the gunshots Saturday morning? I thought it was too early for deer hunting.
I hear some gunshots, too.
They sounded so close.
Sometime in October. Sometime in late October.
It's a little late.
Yes, it's not late. That's why I thought, I guess it's a little late.
But
it may be small game season or something. I don't know.
But the guys out in the pasture and back of your house tend to like to go out there and pop a few beer bottles or whatever. It's like, and it's their property.
It's life in the country.
Yeah. Well, also, I think the land adjacent to the cemetery, they're there also, so.
Yeah, it's the Assapink.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's the Assapink, but it's in Roosevelt.
It's in Roosevelt, but it's Assapink, so they have jurisdiction.
No, I know. I just was surprised it seemed early to me.
How big is that section that the Assapink and...
That's a big
square mile.
Or does it overlap?
Roosevelt includes like all the, south of Tamara Drive, the land behind the houses on Tamara Drive.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big land behind the houses. On the other side of
Solar Village.
Of Oscar Drive and that area, Solar Village. And then the addition to the Assapink was the Nottaway Track.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole Nottaway Track going between Valley Road and the cemetery is all. So it's all part of the Assinpink now.
Both sides of Eleanor, I think, are part of the Assinpink.
Well, once you pass the houses, both sides of Eleanor.
Yeah.
And the rule with Assinpink, you know, the hunting areas is that you can't have a loaded firearm or a cock.
Not steroid.
Within 450 feet of an occupied dwelling. And they do have maps that are on online, available online, which we're going to try to put in the bulletin so people see where it is. So there are areas where they're close to houses, but once you're out of that area, they're obviously not allowed to shoot in the distance.
I was thinking maybe that map could be blown up and put in these kiosks.
Yeah, that was my thinking.
It's in the borough code under police. It's the last page. It's an attachment.
Yeah, that's if the hunters read that.
Yeah, I actually spoke with Lisa LaCroix, I think her name is.
No, they get in trouble with Assinpink. As far as the county park is concerned, they have the boat. They have the bow discharge, but the area is like the bow area this year is everything north of Oscar Drive. So the part of the county park that's in the 15-acre tract south of Oscar Drive, they can't have shooting there, but north of Oscar Drive, they can.
For bow, but rifle or shotgun they can do just about
anyway.
County
park only bow hunting.
Yeah.
So
this is really off topic. I'm just curious. So years ago, remember Silver Swikes had the cabin? So is that Assinpink land now?
No.
It's not?
That was all land that was then acquired and then the developer subdivided it.
Into the...
it's on one or another.
Just the cemetery roadhouses.
Or one of the houses on the north side of Eleanor Lane.
I didn't know if it was far out enough that it was...
Yeah, it's near one of the houses on the north side.
Be near the Toll's house or something.
Yeah, that's what I think. It was deep at that time. It seemed deep
in
the woods.
It
was pretty neat.
Well, one thing that is there that you recognize from moving in was the remains of the chicken coop. That's now just a wall. Kifana's property, but that was that's what they used to be a chicken coop.
It was just a big cabin with no electricity. But it had ledges all around, so people would just go in. I mean, a family in town owned it beside their regular house on Rochdale.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone would just, they would light candles and people would play guitars and do other things.
And other things.
I think you hadn't moved back yet, Nancy. Okay. Finance, Councilmember Hamilton.
I'll have a report for the next meeting. There's not enough to report on for this meeting.
Public Works, Councilmember Bowen.
Not a lot to report either. There's work continuing going on down at the sewer plant with painting. We got some landscaping done around the building here.
It
looks very nice. I didn't get a chance to talk to Greg, so I'm not sure what he's up to.
He's fishing.
I was going to say that, and I thought...
He's in Idaho, fly fishing right now. He'll be gone for about a week, I think.
I was going to say, I think I know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Okay, and utilities.
Not so quiet here, too, since the last meeting. There's not a lot going on.
Usually, meetings used to be like this in the summer, but...
Took care of all the business this summer.
Okay, Mike, did you have anything you need to report? Okay. We have no old business on the agenda. Does anyone have any new business they'd like to bring up?
Kathleen's card reader died, so
yes, I know.
Run home and get one and bring it back for her.
Okay, great. Okay. I did contact Janice Mironov's office in East Windsor trying to have some shared services.
Mm-hmm.
So they've not gotten back to me. I tried twice, so my next move is to put it on official letterhead paper.
I'll call Richie and
mail her, mail her
just
a letter.
Just remind him that you're trying. Mm-hmm.
I called her office directly since I wanted to meet with her. But so I thought I'd either try Rich or try a letter.
Maybe you can nudge her.
If she wants to be nudged.
Okay,
we come to public comment at 7:22 p.m. Is there it, Mike?
Michael, Michael Tichton, 37 North Valley. Just a question. Do we have any update on the status of the moving of the yield sign on Homestead.
Well, actually, we never voted on that. I suppose we should vote to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any reason why you're so dressed? Did you get dressed up to ask us that?
Oh, absolutely.
Looking good.
Can we do that now, Greg? Or do we?
Sure.
What are we voting on?
Well, the yield sign where it is now at the triangle of Homestead and Valley, where it was, and we replaced it with the stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we should put it on the other side, so that people, the other side of the triangle, so that people will yield which way coming from. So if you're coming down Homestead, you'll yield at that point and let the Valley Road people continue. Yeah.
That's heading south on Valley Road.
Well.
Yeah, because the stop sign is north.
Yeah.
So the yield sign would be the other side of that intersection. Yeah.
If I may, the reason for there being one sign, the only logical reason is they figured they could get away with one yield sign that would apply to both.
Right.
It's in a weird spot now.
Yeah. Well, also we had discussed putting a stop sign on coming down from Paradise Hill. Is that something we can also vote on now?
No,
I think we need
an ordinance.
Resolution or ordinance.
I thought you meant just
removing
it.
Yeah. So that
let me see here.
The yield sign we want
to
move.
As I recall, when I did the ordinance for the stop sign, there was already
the
converse in the ordinance, right? So this is the, this is the connector road between North Valley Road and Homestead Lane?
Right.
Yes.
Right?
That's for the yield sign. Right.
Yes.
You're coming down Homestead, and here's the triangle, right? So the yield sign used to be to the left of the triangle.
Right.
Instead, we put a stop sign there. So now we'd like to put the yield sign to the right of the triangle.
No, there wasn't a yield sign over there. There was only one yield sign at the beginning of the triangle.
Yeah, closer to my house. Yeah.
And it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, it was a dumb. It was closer. It was almost on my lawn.
It was on your lawn.
Yeah, I know. It was a dumb place.
So we added a stop sign to the northerly connector road between Homestead Lane and North Valley Road on the northerly connector road eastbound.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So now you would like a yield sign on the northerly connector road between Homestead Lane and North Valley Road on the northerly connector road westbound.
No, it would be the southerly.
The southerly connector road westbound.
On
the opposite side of the street. Yeah. So stop sign here, yield sign here.
It's a triangle.
No eastbound.
Here's
eastbound.
A triangle. Stop sign
they're
here.
Both eastbound. Both eastbound.
Yeah, but it would be on Homestead, so Homestead is
Homestead,
a
eastbound. These both places. One is the northern.
I've seen this on Google Maps. I'm just trying to picture it. It's a triangle. It's very hard to describe which
okay,
is where.
Okay, here's Homestead, which leads into the triangle.
Right here.
So the yield sign was over here. We put a stop sign there. Now we want to put the yield sign there.
The triangle's not shown because the triangle is simply part of the public.
Michael's
saying.
The yield is where the stop sign.
Yeah, so when I did this ordinance, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
so you already have the yield sign here. Wait, but is that the yield sign at, wait, this is Homestead Lane?
Mm-hmm. The yield sign now is put at a place where it's...
Right, so you have the yield sign in the ordinance
at the
on...
the point of the triangle where it's not at either intersection.
Exactly.
This says connector road westbound. So this is where in the ordinance, the yield sign is currently authorized to be at. The connector road westbound between North Valley Road and Homestead Lane with the physical sign on the connector road westbound at Homestead Lane.
Off of Homestead.
Well, I'll tell you, when I looked at the map, it was kind of hard to tell. It looked more north and south to me, to be honest with you.
It's east over there. It's eastbound. It's Homestead Lane eastbound.
It's probably,
both connector
it's probably northeast.
Both rectal roads.
Because if you're coming down that way, you're going westbound?
No. You're going down that way, you're going eastbound and then going south.
We can make a field trip.
I follow you.
It's at the southern branch of Homestead.
So we have one where? We have a stop sign there.
We put this yield sign used to be over here.
That's
this dump place. So the stop sign's
southern
there. Here's Valley.
Okay.
Here's Valley, right, coming down.
As
stop sign's east. Here.
Uh-huh.
So the yield sign, which was over here, we'd now like to put right there. Here's Valley.
You'd like to put it on, how would you describe that one?
It's the road
between Homestead.
The south connector road between Homestead and
Valley.
North Valley.
So this would be the southerly connector road.
Right, eastbound. And this one's the northerly connector road, eastbound.
They're both eastbound. I'll be put eastbound.
And both of those would be considered homestead.
That's it.
Yeah, okay.
So but wouldn't the other going the opposite direction be westbound?
At the time
they're not going the opposite direction.
They're
going
the
same they are both homestead,
so
yeah.
One's going off
southern.
One's veering off to the right,
homestead.
One's veering off to the left.
I follow you because it's actually cockeyed.
It's a triangle.
This
is,
looks like this in real life if that's north.
North is.
If that's north,
that's north.
Then it's
yeah.
like this.
Right. That's right.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
both are eastbound.
Both are eastbound.
All right, so let me see here if that's.
Both are eastbound.
You have one westbound. Well, I'm just telling you, I think that's what I was telling you. Your ordinance, I think, considers eastbound, westbound for some reason.
Okay.
Westbound would be coming in.
So
westbound, this is westbound. Either way, either of those.
Okay, so there's a yield sign.
The yield sign is pointing.
I told him, it's like way
over
here.
The yield sign is authorized right here in the ordinance.
There's no yield sign over here. The yield sign now is over here.
No, that makes no sense.
Over here,
right.
On this side of the street,
right.
Pointing visible from this side of the street.
Right.
There's nothing over this side of the street.
Right.
Okay, so this is authorized by the ordinance at this moment.
The stop sign.
Connector Road westbound at Homestead Lane.
Right.
So if you're coming westbound,
right.
It would be at Homestead Lane.
Right.
So there's nothing here.
You could put something there, but there's nothing there now.
You want to move
you
it
to
the here,
yield sign here, right.
Which would be Connector Road eastbound at North Valley Road. Okay.
Okay. So tell me what it is.
If you want me to draft an ordinance
road,
real quick, I'll do it.
Southern Connection Road.
Time.
Just so we can just introduce it. I mean, we have plenty of time, right?
It's most of our meeting will be about this.
Exactly.
So it's Connector Road of Homestead Lane
and Valley Road.
Where's Bert in need of it? He's an architect. He knows north, south, east, west.
As long as it's referred to in the ordinance the same, conversely, or the same. Uniformity in the ordinance so you can figure out what's being talked about is most important rather than the actual physical direction. So this would be section 715 to create a new yield intersection. Can we read it off to you, Madam Clerk? I'll just email it to you.
Okay.
All right. So this is an ordinance of the Borough of Roosevelt amending Chapter 7, Vehicles and Traffic of the Borough Code at Section 715 to create a new yield intersection at, would be described as Homestead Lane and North Valley Road?
Yes.
Homestead Lane and North Valley Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
The southern fork of
Homestead
Lane
Homestead
at
Lane.
North Valley Road.
So it's basically the southern fork and the northern fork of
that's really what it is.
It's like who's on first. I'm so mixed up at this.
I'll tell you.
That's my street.
I draft these all the time. And like Belmar's really easy because it's just a grid. It's really easy to know which way you're going. When you look at Google Maps, the ocean is obviously to the east.
To the east.
This is one of the more difficult ones because you went on Google Maps. You had no frame of reference.
Yeah.
I moved the hand. The whole thing twisted.
Yeah.
Like, is that north, south?
Well, Assapink, I would say, is west.
That's all around us, actually.
Yeah,
yeah.
we're like the hole in the donut of Assapink. Yeah.
Hole in the donut.
Yeah.
And I'll leave the other one. I'll leave that authorized.
Southern part is
no, that's
point.
The sign we're
going to
pull out.
So you're going to pull that one
yeah.
out. Okay, so then
south.
That makes it really easy.
Because that sign,
southwest
it's on my lawn. It's so dumb.
West
it's nowhere near the
freeway.
Triangle. It doesn't even make any sense to be there.
And you should
want
to take that and move it up to there.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
We can do that.
Although we did
okay.
just replace
right
it because
right
it was
can
so
we just
faded.
Say we're going to move it 50
couldn't
feet?
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Can I bring up another sign issue? No engine braking?
No, someone... Someone by hand
fixed
it.
Is it millstone?
Yeah.
Although we don't want
engines
to brake.
In there
you know,
correct. It
no,
said,
no, no.
if
have
you go down,
break.
I don't know if you ever
yeah,
noticed,
yeah,
it says braking, B-R-E-A-K.
It's kind of funny.
Give me an idea what ordinance number this is.
I'm going to say 1808.
They're all over the place.
1808. 2018-08. Public hearing date?
That's right.
So we're introing it right tonight. You're going to read it in full.
Yeah, we'll read
yeah.
it in full.
Okay, and the next meeting, I have to look at it.
They call engine
oh,
braking
November
the
12.
Jake brake on a truck.
So is that going to give
yeah.
me...
yes,
that's going to be 20.
Is that enough?
Oh, yeah, because we have 3 weeks this
one
time.
One other thing, do you
want to
put in the stop sign coming down from on Rushdale?
Paradise Hill.
At
yeah.
the intersection.
From Paradise, yeah.
Coming northbound. On Rushdale Avenue at the intersection with
Clarksburg,
right.
I
want to make sure that's not a holiday.
He's doing the ordinance.
Well, he's doing this first, and then we'll get to
well,
them.
Well, maybe put it all in one ordinance, so that you might as well pass it
oh.
at the same time.
It's all the same. It'd be easier for me to do it as two, if you're
yeah,
time-wise.
Yeah, put it all in, all your stop signs.
No, he made. He didn't.
It'd be easy for me to do this too, because I already have. It's easier for me. I mean, unless you want to be here for the next hour and a half.
No.
I'll go get.
We start melding together. The language gets tricky. If I'm just plugging westbound, eastbound.
So it's October 13th. It's a Tuesday. Once I've
said November 13th.
I think no, November. I'm beginning colder.
I got, got it.
Okay. Once I came in, it was cold.
And you said
it's the water. I think there's vodka in the water. Okay. What is the mirror's name over there? Janice?
Janice Mirnov. M-I-R-N-O-V.
M-I-R.
Yeah, Mirnov.
Not Smirnov.
No.
Not Smirnov.
I can't wait till I get home.
Yeah, but don't, Jeff, I mean, Joe, what do you... Yeah, because I don't want her to think I'm... I would like to do this diplomatically.
Well, so Connector Road eastbound between North Valley Road and Homestead Lane, and that's the intersection, and yield sign on Connector Road eastbound at North Valley Road.
Right? South Fork of
South Fork of Homestead at the triangle.
Yeah, I should do it like I did the other one. Southerly Connector Road.
Mm. Wasn't that like a soap opera or something? South Fork?
No, that
is that
was
Dallas or
something? North something, I think.
Or something, yeah.
The way I did it in the stop sign one was I just said southerly. Because that was the best way I could describe it when I was twisting around
the
Google Maps. Okay, so Southerly Connector Road eastbound between North Valley Road and Homestead Lane. Yield sign on Southerly Connector Road eastbound at North Valley Lane.
Do you have the stop sign north on the northerly or the southerly side?
Northerly.
Yeah, stop sign is on the northerly side of Homestead.
It's 2 seconds from my house.
Yeah, because I didn't know
I'm
how to, that was the problem.
I'm totally
no.
lost.
I couldn't figure out because it was seemed
it's
like it was both Homestead Lane. So
I'm
you
lost.
Put at Homestead Lane. I didn't know how to describe one or the other, so I just...
It is
I didn't know southerly is a word, but
maybe fork is
it apparently was because it didn't spell check me.
Fork,
yeah, that does it, yeah.
Or spoon.
When you reach the fork, take it.
Follow the yellow brick road.
I love that. I love that.
Took the low road that's traveled by.
Yeah.
That has made all the difference.
And I took the southern route. That has made all the
signing Robert Frost. Okay. Ordinance 2018-08. An ordinance of the Borough of Roosevelt amending Chapter 7, Vehicles and Traffic of the Borough Code at Section 7-15 to create a new yield intersection at Homestead Lane and North Valley Road. Whereas the Borough of Roosevelt operates and maintains certain public roadways within its municipal boundaries, and whereas it has been brought to the Borough's attention that the intersection the municipal roadways at Homestead Lane and North Valley Road should be made safer by creating a new yield intersection at said location. Now, therefore, be it ordained by the Mayor and Council that Section 17 therein is hereby amended as follows. And I have amended Section 715 to cross out with the previously yield authorized yield sign, which was the Connector Road westbound on Homestead Lane, and replace that with the Southerly Connector Road eastbound at North Valley Road. And we'll take a motion to introduce if
someone would like to introduce
pleasure.
That?
I'll introduce it. Do you need to put a notation for the public hearing?
Oh, yes, the public...
October 13th.
This would be... The public hearing
12.
Will be held on November...
12.
No. No, 12th, Veterans Day.
It's Veterans Day.
So
right.
The public hearing
November
date will be Tuesday,
November
13th, 2018.
November 13th.
And the clerk will duly advertise according to law.
So that's the first reading of this ordinance?
Today. Yep.
And the ordinance number do we have? Or?
This is 18-08, we believe?
18-08, correct.
All right, I made the motion, right?
I need a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. So the public hearing, as stated, is
November
going
13th.
To be Tuesday, November 13th at 7 p.m.
Oh
at Roosevelt Borough Hall.
I'm from California next morning. I forgot the meeting is Tuesday. and we'll wait for the next stop sign.
to that again in a second. Valley Road. Make sure I send the proper version to the clerk. Yield sign. Just put yield sign ordinance attached, Kathleen, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then see stop signs. These always get tricky when you do more than one in a row because the code doesn't actually show what you did before.
Can I introduce it?
He's
got to figure out where it's going first. Hold on.
I just want to compose and introduce it at the same time.
Yeah, 714. So this would be a new stop intersection at
your house?
Yeah, and I wasn't able to check today.
Which one is this?
Let me just check and make sure they didn't call me today before I tell you to talk to
Rich. Oh, no, I'm not
going
to go to
the
house.
Okay.
That's all I could
do. The intersection would be South Rochdale and Clarksburg Road.
Clarksburg
to
my right.
The stop sign would be on South Rochdale Avenue, on the northbound side
right.
of South Rochdale Avenue, at the corner of Clarksburg Road.
And
I think that's already authorized.
No.
Well, we discussed
this says intersection pursuant to the provisions of the Motor Vehicle Code. The intersections described are herein by designated stop intersections. Stop B signs shall be installed as provided herein. Intersection Clarksburg Road and South Rochdale Avenue. Stop sign on Clarksburg Road.
That's there already.
Yeah, that's there already.
So this would make it a four-way stop.
A three-way stop.
No.
A three-way stop.
Okay. Okay, so we need to add a new row here.
Northbound Rochdale at Clarksburg and Tamara.
So Kathleen, for you, so what I'd usually do with this, so I don't confuse the coded systems people, is so we already changed Section 714 last time, and it's pending codification. So what I do is I edit the one that I used before, so it's exactly the same, so that when they go through and they edit I assume they do it in numerical order. I've never had a problem in a town doing this. They do it in numerical order. So just so you know, this will reflect the previous ordinance change and then us amending it again. You follow me?
Yes.
Okay. In case they call up and ask at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that'll be 1809 when that comes
mm-hmm.
around.
Okay, so this will be Clarksburg Road and South Rochdale Avenue. Stop sign on South Rochdale Avenue.
Yes.
Okay.
North side.
Northbound side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who are you stopping going southbound?
Well, it's a steep hill. It's a really steep hill.
Okay.
So on the southbound
side. So South Rochdale side, northbound side.
You can't go that fast. You're sort of climbing uphill, but then people come flying down the hill.
So South Rochdale, northbound.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Northbound side, a corner of Clarksburg.
Okay, I follow you. Oh, yeah, I got you.
You're leaving the right of way to turning traffic on 571.
Which usually turns left there.
Yeah. And everybody else has all three other sides have to stop.
Yeah.
No, I drove this the other day, and I see there are bushes where the stop sign would be.
That's going to have to be cleared
out.
Okay. That's on the public works.
Exactly. I talked to Greg about it when I see him.
And also coming Clarksburg towards Rochdale, I didn't notice whether they were always there, but 500 feet approaching, there's a big stop sign that says stop 500 feet, and then 500 before that.
Yeah.
Two of these warning signs telling you that
exactly right.
Because people would just fly by.
You don't see the stop sign proper until you're 50 feet away.
Yeah, because of the bushes.
The bushes are out there.
The bushes should be cut back.
Yeah.
So we have 10 feet right away off of the side of the road.
Right there, yeah.
Yeah. So we can.
60-foot road. Our rush has been 60-foot right away.
Yeah, it's a county, so yeah.
It's county, but we maintain all that stuff. Delegate, aside from the physical maintenance of the road, everything else is delegated to the borough to maintain.
So we're 30 feet from the center line on either side.
So that's how much from the edge of the road?
Well, 30 feet from the center line should easily be 10 feet because the streets are about 12, 14 feet wide there.
Okay, so this is ordinance number 2018-09, introduction date October 22nd, 2018. Public hearing to be held November 13th, 2018 in the municipal building here at 33 North Rochdale Avenue. This is an ordinance of the Borough of Roosevelt amending Chapter 7, Vehicles and Traffic of the Borough Code at Section 7-14. To create a new stop intersection at South Rochdale Avenue and Clarksburg Road, whereas the Borough of Roosevelt operates and maintains certain public roadways within its boundaries, whereas it brought to the Borough's attention that the intersection of the municipal roadways at South Rochdale Avenue and Clarksburg Road should be made safer by creating a new stop intersection at said location, be it ordained that the Mayor and Council hereby amend Section 714 as follows, and this would include a new stop intersection at the intersection of Clarksburg Road and South Rochdale Avenue, with the stop sign erected on South Rochdale Avenue northbound.
Yes.
Right.
Isn't it like out of the question to not have a four-way stop sign? I mean, if we're
but county would have to do it from the other side.
Yeah.
I think we should have caution blinkers there and at Oscar, as a matter of fact.
You got some crazy intersections around here.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
For someone who doesn't drives around here only occasionally.
Yeah, it's because we're in the middle of nowhere. I'm
always looking. See who's coming.
I want to try to talk to Joe Wittori, I think his name is. He's Monmouth County Highway.
Yeah, he's
engineer.
Yeah.
I want to talk
Daria
to him.
In his office does all
yeah,
most of the traffic stuff.
Okay.
If you reach out to him, then he'll.
Gary? Is that Gary?
Daria?
Daria is the first name.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. She works, I think, the traffic division.
Okay.
She's dealt with her a lot.
Really make a difference. It would
yeah,
say
we've asked in the past for different
stops,
things.
Stops,
we've been denied.
Know.
Even we've tried to make the speed limit 25 miles an hour through
right,
town. We were denied, but
yeah.
We could try. Blinkers would be great.
Yeah. Do we have any idea of how many accidents there have been? I know this past couple of years there's a couple in front of the gas station, which is where Oscar is.
Yeah, there's always, throughout the years, there's been some there. Some of those are caused by the deer running across.
Well, people going too fast to stop the deer running across. And also Debbie Connors talked about couple of accidents.
Yeah, there's always
some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed that there aren't more or they're not more serious accidents.
Well, yeah.
But
one thing we can talk to both Millstone and the county about is Healy's Corner. That's sort of ambiguous. People, you know, make the left turn.
Have no idea what they're doing.
You make a left turn into Windsor Road, you're making a left turn, and, you know, if you come in, you make a left turn into Rochdale Avenue, it's because of the
I've seen state police have accidents there.
You're right. That's
well,
the
at one
really
and 579.
You know,
years
ago.
Has to be done there to control. You know,
yeah,
some,
yeah.
At least the blinker there.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
really
some
a weird intersection.
Yeah.
There.
So
yeah.
You know, years
yeah.
ago there was so little traffic, and almost anyone there is coming into Roosevelt. They know
yeah.
what to do.
Yeah.
But now,
yeah.
with
right.
all the developments
yeah.
and these are both county roads.
Yeah.
That's why yeah.
that we could really use
yeah.
a blinker.
We have to vote on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet.
I know.
Okay.
I need a motion.
Yeah. Do we have a
let me move 1809.
Yeah.
1809.
Second?
One second.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
No.
sorry. Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, 1809 passes.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, so again, the public
Let's
hearing is November 13th.
Mm-hmm.
I emailed you that one as well.
On Tuesday.
I emailed both of them to you.
Okay.
In final form.
So we'll go back into public comment. Do you have anything else, Mike? Nancy
Warnick for Homestead Lane. I just want to ask if you could look into having the sidewalk out here from the north side of Rochdale Avenue to the municipal building, either repaired or replaced.
It's lumpy, right?
Oh, it's very uneven.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know if that was done
with
CDBG
like
monies
yeah.
back in the 90s, Michael. I don't know if it was
yeah, it's really bad.
If it was that or
it's
for
really
the seniors
bad.
In particular. Now that I'm a senior, I can appreciate
and
it.
And the lighting is
I was just
going to
say,
you can't
it's
see
so
either.
Dark,
yeah.
you can't
sorry.
See. Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks,
thank
Nancy.
You.
So is that municipal property?
Yeah, it's our sidewalk, yeah.
It's our sidewalk.
Is there grant money available for that? Or is that just bike paths?
Safe streets?
County property. The municipality. The county, it's county property. The county will not do sidewalks.
Yeah.
So if the town wants sidewalks, the county will
okay.
allow the town to do sidewalks.
Right.
Okay.
The county does not do sidewalks.
But how about lighting? Could we? Is there
I don't
some?
I think they do anything like that.
Right, but I mean, do we
their
have?
Their job is to maintain the roads. So
yeah.
they have to maintain the
roads. No, I understand
the
that.
Traffic, you know, traffic signals they'll do, and maintaining the road they
right.
do, but
I mean, could we make, could we talk to maybe, you know, JCP&L about an extra street light there or
there's a street light there or two that will cover, but the tree leaves are covering the street light. Yeah. This is
but they also sort of point in the wrong direction. I mean, it doesn't really light the sidewalk.
There's big flood.
I mean, we got the street light over Narco Road by just asking them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can ask
JCP&L. Yeah, all right, I'll do that.
Come up with a better solution to lighting that area.
I'll do that.
It would be Jim Markey.
There are several areas that are uneven. And
no, I know. Yeah, right. I know. It's right. No, it's terrible.
Okay, that would be safety. Where's Cody when you need him?
He'll be here next time.
Okay.
Anyone else from the public? Okay, close the public session at 7:48.
Okay.
Counselor, do we need a closed session?
Not this evening, Mayor. We're good.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Wow.
It's been an hour. All goodness right. gracious.
I was starting to tell you about the importance of spelling things correctly. But I was